This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My subject for today is faith. This is a one-part series of two. My text comes from Hebrews 11:1, which states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Biblical faith is assurance and conviction. It is not a vague hope grounded in imaginary, wishful thinking. Indeed, faith is a settled confidence that something in the future, something that is not yet seen, but has been promised by God, will actually come to pass, because God will bring it about. The biblical faith is not blind trust in the face of contrary evidence, not an unknowable leap in the dark. Rather, biblical faith is a confident trust in the external God, who is all-powerful, infinitely wise, eternally trustworthy, the God who has revealed himself in his word and in the person of Jesus Christ, whose promises have proven true from generation to generation, and who will never leave nor forsake his own. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What do we hope for? We hope that God is trustworthy and honors his promises. We can be sure that his promises of salvation, eternal life, and a resurrected body will be ours someday, based on who God is. The second part of this definition acknowledges our problem. God is invisible. We cannot see heaven either. Eternal life, which begins with our individual salvation here on earth, is also something we do not see. But our faith in God makes us certain of these things. Again, we count not on scientific, tangible proof, but on the absolute reality of God's character. Where do we learn about the character of God so we can have faith in him? The obvious answer is the Bible, in which God reveals himself fully to his followers. Everything we need to know about God is found there, and it is an accurate, in-depth picture of his nature. One of the things we learn about God in the Bible is he does not lie. His integrity is perfect. Therefore, when he declares the Bible to be true, we can accept that statement based on God's character. Many passages in the Bible are difficult to understand, yet Christians accept them because of faith in a trustworthy God. The Bible is Christianity's instruction book. It not only tells followers who to have faith in, but why we should have faith in him. In our day-to-day lives, Christians are assailed on every side by doubts. Doubt was the dirty little secret of the Apostle Thomas, who had traveled with Jesus Christ for 3 years, listening to him every day, observing his actions, even watching him raise people from the dead. But when it came to Christ's resurrection, Thomas wanted touch and feel proof. John 20:27 says, "Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing." For believers, faith starts a chain of events that ultimately leads to heaven. Number one, by faith, through God's grace, Christians are forgiven. We receive the gift of salvation by faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. 2, by trusting wholly in God through faith in Jesus Christ, believers are saved from God's judgment of sin and its consequences. 3, finally, by God's grace, we go on to heaven. We go on to be heroes of faith by following the Lord into even greater adventures in faith. Sadly, one of the great beliefs in the Christian life is that we can create faith on our own. We cannot. We struggle to get faith by doing Christian works, by praying more, by reading the Bible more. In other words, by doing, doing, doing. But Scripture says that is not how we get it. Romans 10:16-17 states, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ephesians 2:8 states, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The spoken word of God has supernatural power to build faith in believers, in listeners. The New York Times report what students are saying about responsibility. One student said, I believe all children should learn the value of responsibility at an early age. They build a tough skin and learn to rationalize and develop problem-solving skills. As a child, my parents had to work all day, so my sister and I stayed at home, and we learned to cook and do laundry. My mom left us with tasks to complete. In my young adult life, I am able to have a job and complete my schoolwork while also keeping my level head because of my past experience. When a distraught father came to Jesus, asking for his demon-possessed son to be healed, the man uttered this heartbreaking plea found in Mark 9:17-27, which states, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which have a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And the said father said, of a child. And oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thy mine unbelief. Let me make a note here and say the father knew his faith was weak, but he had sense enough to turn to the right one for help, Jesus. Continue with the scriptures. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent sore and came out of him, and he was like one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross for our sins. But 3 days later, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Thankful. Our gratitude glorifies God as we exalt not the gifts, but the giver. No matter what you ask God for, you need to ask with an attitude of gratitude. You can ask God for whatever you need, but do it with a thankful heart for what he's already done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." A lot of people want to know God's will for their lives. Here's step one. Be grateful. This is God's will. First, be grateful for what God has already given you. Your life, mind, freedom, food, clothes. Everything you have is a gift from God, so be grateful for all of it. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice, it does not say to give thanks for all circumstances. There is a big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. For example, evil. It says to give thanks in every circumstance, not for, because God can bring good even out of bad things. There's a lot of bad in the world today, and these days you can see more of it than you think you could bear. You shouldn't be grateful for those things, but remember God is bigger than sin. He can bring promises out of pain, blessings out of suffering, joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity, beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams, and he turns crucifixions into resurrections. God transforms the bad things in your life into good things and uses them for good. You can be grateful in everything for several reasons. First, God has a plan for your life. He can use everything in your life for good. The pain is not going to last forever. And if you know Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. And he's going to use even the hard things in life to build your character. Do you know what will help you to be thankful in all things? When bad things happen, don't ask, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, ask, "God, what do you want me to learn from this?" When you learn from God, then you grow more like Christ. Then you'll be able to better see how he is working in your life and give him thanks in all circumstances. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be thankful and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Ministers Barbara Coleman and David Michael, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope we said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey.
Turn your face to the dawn. You're my son. Messiah has come. Arise from the dead, lift up your eyes to the light. Your Messiah.